This is CPR News in KRCC. I'm Nathan Heffel. The U.S. stands shoulder to shoulder with Ukraine. That's the message Democratic Representative Jason Crow says he carried to Ukrainian President Zelensky. And Crow says Zelensky had his own message.
It became very clear that we're going to have to help the Ukrainians win this militarily. That was the message that was very clear to us.
Crow says a congressional delegation led by Speaker Nancy Pelosi discussed additional weapons support and military training, as well as the humanitarian crisis and additional sanctions support. Crow says Zelensky did not ask for a no-fly zone or U.S. troops, moves the Democrat says he would not support. Abortion rights opponents in Colorado see the leaked Supreme Court draft opinion as a good sign, but note abortion is still protected in Colorado by a state law signed last month. Jeff Hunt, the co-chair of the Western Conservative Summit, says he and his peers will now focus resources on challenging the new law.
For a state to write into law that a certain class of people do not have rights in the state is something that I think broadly has constitutional problems.
Hunt, who also leads the Centennial Institute at Colorado Christian University, says his organizations are raising money to support lobbying efforts and potential legal challenges to Colorado's abortion laws. The Denver City Council is backing Senator Michael Bennett in a push to get the Food and Drug Administration to reform its policy on blood donations for men who have sex with men. Currently, FDA policy states men who have sex with men cannot donate blood within 3 months after their last sexual encounter. Advocates for changing the policy say it's antiquated and is discriminatory. This is CPR News and KRCC. It's 3:06.